This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Federal investigators have reportedly taped phone calls involving a prominent politician. The politician is Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. He was speaking with an oil executive who was admitted to bribing elected officials. Citing unnamed sources, the Associated Press says the recording suggests the FBI has been investigating the Republican senator for a long time. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Anchorage.
The feds have been going after Alaska politicians suspected of selling their services to the oil industry. One former state lawmaker, Pete Cott, left this voicemail for an oil executive.
Uncle Bill, Pete Cott here. Things start tomorrow. I just want to get what our instructions are.
Cott is on trial now, and some of the testimony has implicated Alaska's senior senator, Ted Stevens. The government star witness, former oil executive Bill Allen, has testified that he gave money and favors to several Alaska lawmakers, including Stevens. Allen says his oil services company paid for construction work on Stevens' house. A federal raid on that house 2 months ago started many Alaskans wondering whether the oil company had improperly paid for a remodeling job there. But this trial is the first time anyone has said so publicly under oath. Outside the federal courthouse, the governor, Republican Sarah Palin, says she wants to hear from Ted Stevens.
I am anxious to hear the senator's explanation, and, I am giving him the benefit of the doubt that that explanation will be coming.
Last summer, Stevens did tell reporters that he paid all the remodeling bills that were presented to him. Since then, he's refused to comment. Anchorage lawyer and former Democratic state legislator Chancey Croft says this silence is hurting Stevens.
While it's great advice to a person that's charged with a crime, it's a terrible thing for a politician to constantly say to the voters, I don't have to explain to you serious charges against me, and I'm not going to do it.
Stevens has not been formally charged with any wrongdoing, but he has acknowledged that he's under investigation. Martin Costi, NPR News, Anchorage.